mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, now into our number two, wide open phones. We're talking about one of the top communist generals gave a press conference sanctioned by the government, threatening to destroy 200 U.S. cities if we interfere in the Chi-Com takeover of Taiwan in any way. New developments on the London bombings of last Thursday, now 8 days ago. Just masses of news covering the police state, just so many issues. It's all coming up. We're talking to Dr. Deagle. Dr. Deagle, you know, I'm not doubting what you're saying. I mean, I know that, and it's in my film, Police State 3, but the official government news agencies of South Korea reported that in 2002, a dummy missile was fired and hit Alaska, and that our government told them to shut up about it because they didn't want to scare people. I mean, how can we invade Iraq and say they're a threat while North Korea is launching test missiles at us? I know the Russians during the 60s from subs fired test missiles that blew up over the areas of the North Pole, testing hitting the U.S. But I don't know if I can believe the intel he was given that they fired one that blew up over St. Louis, because still some wreckage would fall. And I mean, I could see them detonating it in space, but I couldn't see them detonating it over St. Louis.
10 miles over St. Louis. It was in space, and the Colonel Wills...
110 miles would be space, yeah.
Right, and Colonel Wills was the head of Strategic Defense Command for NORAD. So he actually personally brought me through some of the most secure places inside NORAD that even if you have high-level clearance, you don't get. Now, my contacts inside Lucent Technologies, Lockheed Martin, and other companies, they were all panicking, and they would talk to me because I was their doctor. And they told me specifically, and I got the documents proving it, that in 1993, through the Iridium satellite project, the American government under Clinton passed technology through Lockheed Spartan Inter-Sputnik in London, England, to the Communist Chinese, where they put an uplink, and to the People's Republican Army strategic rocket forces, as well as the Russians, because they didn't have accurate targeting of U.S. cities, so they could make sure they could hit target long-range.
No, that's publicly admitted that our government gave them targeting technology, MIRV technology, guidance systems. Again, why would our government do that, Dr. Deagle?
Well, I'll tell you, from all of my various travels and contacts, you're right on. I mean, the dialectic is they've transferred our jobs, they're transferring our technology, including micronukes. I had people down at Los Alamos tell me specifically the years before this came out.
Well, that all came out, yeah.
Right. They're doing this on purpose because they don't mind 10 or 20 U.S. cities hit with nukes. They don't mind the fact that we might have 10 or 20 million people killed, and the fact that
they'll be able to re-engineer our society forever.
Right. And in fact, I can tell you this recently, inside of the military-industrial complex and the people who are freaked out by this that are scientists, they see our government is doing everything possible to put us into a global control grid against
the military. Well, I tell you what proves this is PDD-60, which I should have pointed out last hour. Bush didn't rescind. We are under PDD-60 that Clinton signed right now, and what PDD-60 does is says publicly, we will absorb a strike before deciding what to do.
Well, and in fact...
And they took the launch codes off the subs so the admirals and the captains can't defend us.
Right. In fact, I was told us by the highest levels inside the U.S. Strategic Air Command, Space Command, and so on, that we were actually designed, specifically our policies, to absorb a first strike and kill millions. That's their policy. It's insane. And it makes me so angry. And, for example, we know, and I've known this for many years now, that they have suitcase nukes already in U.S. cities, 3 years, that they purposely can see them from space. They fly jets over every U.S. city every week to look for radioisotopes. They can see up to 400 meters below the ground. And shielding doesn't stop it. It doesn't matter if it's lead shielded. And they do this on purpose to put us in this position.
Well, I know they have a narrow beam they can look down that deep, but I mean, what about wide scans?
Yeah, they have a satellite imaging technology that can actually wide scan an area, and then they can bring jets in over every city. They do it every week.
Yeah, I've seen the helicopters scanning before with a huge apparatus below them. All right, Dr. Deagle, good to hear from you. Take care.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 p.m., back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. You know, I know that in about 6 months, I'll be talking about one of the top communist Chinese generals, the top three. And China gave a press conference threatening to nuke several hundred, 200 U.S. cities and kill over 100 million people. I'll talk about this 6 months from now, and I will get an email denying that he said this. I mean, I was accused of this years ago. Every time I'd read their quotes threatening to kill us. And in the past, it was just, well, you take Beijing, we'll take L.A. You know, you take this province, we'll take New York. Now it's just official government press conference. We'll nuke you. We'll hit your U.S. cities. That's not even tit for tat. They're saying if we do anything militarily against their ships or any of their property, they got the Panama Canal. Our government's giving them that, giving them the nuke secrets, giving them the supercomputers, giving them the guidance systems, giving them all of it. And in the late 90s, took us off MAD, Mutually Assured Destruction, and put us on to PDD-60, saying we will absorb strikes before deciding what to do. And in 1990s, of course, Rumsfeld, on the board of ABB, helped transfer the reactors to North Korea so they could develop dozens of nuclear weapons. With the systems they got, they could produce over 100. They reportedly already produced over 15 of them. But none of that's a threat, folks. It's you. We got to have a checkpoint. Got to have the cops searching you. Trying to leave the borders wide open, though. Okay, I want to get into the London bombing because, you know, now our government's saying why there's suicide bombers all over America. And we got to do what we talked about last year. We got to have troops at checkpoints, on the roads, the trains, the police have got to search you, at the shopping malls. We've got to take all your freedoms. All your freedoms away, but we got to have record Muslim influx of immigrants into the country and totally open borders unless you want to leave the country. Now it's really hard to leave, but under the NAFTA Agenda 21 corridors, they're building the big NAFTA highway right down, right outside Austin, and you'll just legally drive right across into the U.S., but won't exit right away into Mexico. From Alaska to Chile, they're building the highway. I mean, it's incredible. These are the facts. Let's just blast through your calls. I'm giving each caller 60 seconds because I want to get to more of this news, but I also want to take your calls. Let's go to David, and then we'll go to Kevin, Mike, Tim, and then Robert. David in Texas, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
I was in Vietnam in 69 in October 6, 1969, I got on a plane and went to Sydney for R&R. While I was there, there was a report in Australia that the Red Chinese Army had released a report, a study they'd done, where at that time they concluded they could win a nuclear war.
Yeah, because they had 850 million people, and they said they would only lose 200-and-something mil.
Yeah, they'd still have, like, you know, a zillion billion people left over.
Yeah, that was a big report. In fact, the official Communist Party put that report out in their newspapers and said, we want to have a war with you.
Okay, well...
But remember, why would our government then move all the jobs there, give them the Panama Canal, give them all the secrets? Why don't you answer that question?
Well, it's because we have traitors in the government, simply put. But I was just calling in...
Look, I'm not worried about the Communist Chinese threatening to nuke 200 cities. Who cares? Let's leave the borders open and give all our freedoms up, because Al-Qaeda, which is admittedly CIA, might get us.
Well, that's true. I was just calling in because I was out of this country, and I didn't know if the report appeared in this
country. Well, I'm being sarcastic right now.
Oh, okay.
We shouldn't worry about North Korea. We shouldn't worry about China. Let's worry about Saddam.
Well, I just for years, their domestic policy objectives has been to reduce their population base. And the fact that at that time, when they had, if they had nukes, but they had no deliveries.
Yeah, their one-child policy, now they got 50 million more men than women.
Yeah, but, you know, they could take every nuke in existence in 1969 and still have enough people left over to regenerate. And, you know, their population base now is greater than what it was in 69, and it was just a jaw-dropping report. It's almost as if it's in their domestic policy interests to get into a nuclear exchange with the United States.
Well, that's a very famous report. I forget the particular name of it, but I remember my dad talking about it when I was a kid. And
okay.
I have read the report.
Okay, well, I never knew if the report made it to the States because I wasn't in the
States.
No,
I'm glad. I'd forgotten about that. I mean, I'm glad you brought that report up.
But it's just jaw-dropping if you think about it, and that's all I got for you. So.
All right, thank you for the call. Great points. And again, none of this makes sense. Why give them the Panama Canal? Our government didn't even bid. We built it. Panama wanted us to stay. But no. I mean, our government runs Panama. They took it in 89, took Noriega out. He wasn't paying his cut. And they told us that war was because somebody kidnapped five students. And then when the students got saved, I saw them on the news going, we weren't kidnapped. The special forces came in and said they were protecting us at our dorm. We don't know what was going on. Just so over some cocaine money, we send troops in. Give the communist Chinese the port, and they've got their troops. Folks, that's admitted. You know, why give them all our jobs? Why give them our factories? Why give them the technology to build missiles that can hit all our cities? Why? Why order NORAD and the Pentagon and Space Command to stand down and to track missiles coming in and to accept the strike? PDD-60. By the way, police, you don't believe in driving around in your cars right now. When you get home tonight, government agents, all of you, FBI people, probably so ignorant you don't even know about this. You want to know who you work for? Well, sit down. I want you to type PDD-60, nuclear stand down, into a search engine, and you'll get all the big papers from back in the late 90s. And you'll find a few when Bush got in where he kept PDD-60 in place. So let me see. The cops are out in Austin running checkpoints after the London bombing. It's on the news. got to search our cars randomly, they're saying, because of the attacks. The border's wide open, but we've given the Panama Canal and Freeport in the Bahamas, huge base to them. They're moving in military equipment. They got all this stuff going on. And but the American people are a threat and got to be watched, and Iraq's a threat because they had Scud missiles 14 years ago, 13 years ago, that most of them broke up because they were so old, 30 years old, being launched. It barely even hit Israel. Most of them broke up. So because the guy's got some mustard gas that, you know, I mean, a chemical plant having a leak in Houston's more dangerous than chlorine gas. So let's give up all our freedoms and have guys in black masks searching all our houses looking for narcotics the government shipped in to begin with. And let's take national ID cards because Al-Qaeda is going to get us, which is admittedly a CIA-created group. And meanwhile, one of the top communist generals gives a press conference saying, we'll destroy 200 of your cities. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Alabama. Kevin, go ahead.
Going on, Mr. Jones?
Doing a worldwide transmission, sir.
I love it, man. I love it. This is my third time calling. The first time I called you and told you that I am a general in the 9/11 truth movement. And quite frankly, the time for talking is done. It's time that we start mobilizing, start getting people together. You, sir, control a very big media outlet. I need your help. I gave the guy that answered the phone my phone number. I'm encouraging everybody that's listening to this to call you up and to leave them your name and your phone number. And then, look, we'll get together sometime in the near future, within a year. You set something up for 1 year from today. And everybody and their mama stop what they're doing, put their little lives down. We can go to Washington, D.C. I'm talking 10 million strong, and we'll handle business. What do you think, man?
I appreciate your call. And, Kevin, let me elaborate on this. Instinctively, at a primitive level, we all want to rally, you know, like the Scots. You know, 10 days from now, spread the word. Everyone rally in the valley, and we're gonna go take on the English. That isn't how things work today. Did you know I've actually got on air and started saying, "Let's all rally and go take over D.C. in you know, on this date next year"? I would be arrested this evening. Number one, I don't believe we should do that because I thought this through, and I'm not knocking you, Kevin, but you got to think about this. Number one, I don't think that's a good strategy. Number two, if I said we're going to go take the government over on this date, you know, I'd be arrested tonight. Not tomorrow, not a week from now. I'd be arrested. And anybody that talks like that who isn't arrested is an agent provocateur. We track these people back. I'm not saying you, Kevin. I mean, there's some patriot leaders who shoot their mouths off like this, and they're government. Folks, back in the late 70s, hundreds of thousands of farmers peacefully tried to go protest in D.C., and the police came out in riot gear and beat up men, women, and children. The globalists have to carry out terror attacks against themselves, try to demonize patriots so they can come after us. It's because we're peacefully exposing them. So, and also, let's just say I was going to be a nexus point. A lot of people call me and say, it's your job to give my 9/11 group coverage. It's your job to network us all together. Folks, I literally have to hurry to brush my teeth, hurry to spend a few minutes with my children, hurry to pay bills, hurry from radio interview to TV interview. I literally am killing myself. And so I can't, you know, exchange phone numbers and call everybody back. It's hard to read the email. It's hard to write articles about all the tips you give us. I mean, you need to start a peaceful 9/11 truth movement. You need to educate people in your town, your city, and be peaceful about it. Okay? The average cop, the average FBI guy is just like everybody else, dumb as dirt, doesn't know their head from a hole in the ground, never put two and two together. We got to educate these men and women. Most of them are coming over to our side, not run around shooting our mouths off about violence. That's exactly what the globalists want. That's exactly what they need. Okay? Start worrying about the globalists carrying out a nuclear attack and setting up martial law. Educate people who has the motive, because then they won't be able to carry it out. We'll be back with more calls and more news.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Let me just say something else to Kevin in Alabama, who wants to have 10 million people go forcibly take over D.C. Do you think D.C. runs things? See, that's another misnomer. D.C. are a bunch of criminal managers for the globalists, predominantly based in Europe. We're a private corporation. They own the Federal Reserve private stock of those 12-member banks. And the globalists would love that if there was a civil war. Did you know the British funded the civil war? The Russian Tsar funded the North, and the British funded the South. You know, you'd think because I had family in the Civil War from here in Texas that I'd be a Southern boy. And I am proud of my, quote, Southern heritage. But I'm strong enough mentally and historically to admit the truth about the war against the states, the war against independence. You know, there were real reasons that the South rebelled, but it was manipulated and funded by the British to break up this country. And the Czars were trying to, fund the North's continual control. And so it's the same story over and over again. So we hear these comments about, let's go take D.C. over. They're just puppets. Bush is a puppet. Bill Clinton was a puppet. We've got to understand that. We've got to unlearn what we've been told, what we've learned in the past. Our government put Mao Zedong in. Our government put Lenin in. Our government used communism to consolidate wealth. Then, quote, communism falls, and it's given to a few robber barons, a few oligarchs, and whenever they get in trouble, we find out that Lord Rothschild really owns the companies. That's, you know, London Telegraph, Financial Times of London. I mean, it's a joke. You got a bunch of scumbags living in castles over in Europe who own our economy, who use the slaves in China to leverage out our industrial base. It's all like a big monopoly game. And they'll ride this sucker out while we have some limited exchange with China. And out of that will come your world government. Well, after the limited exchange of, 012, we just all got to have microchips. We all got to be forced drugged. We all got to be controlled because, after the bio releases of 08, we just can't do it anymore. We have ruthless social architects. Look at all the crazy evil people in history. All the crazy emperors and lords and dukes and all the things they did. The power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And we're just a bunch of gullible, naive people that can't put two and two together. Violence is not, in fact, it's just coming out in mainstream news today, but we told you 6-7 years ago. We told you day one, actually. I guess almost 11 years ago, coming up on the 11th anniversary here in about 6-7 months of Oklahoma City. It's now federal. Prosecutors and other people and federal officers are going public in newspapers saying, yeah, the government knew, the government, it's all coming out with OKC, but it'll be in the back of the newspaper. It's time to figure this out, folks, or it's over. Oh, man. Let's go to Mike in New York. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Al. It's great to talk to you again, and it's been a while. Great show. I don't know what to say except God bless you. And for everybody in your audience, support Alex, get his latest video, make copies, share it with the people you know, help wake them up, because Alex is one of the only guys out there, along with the whole network, the network is great, telling you the way it really is, waking you up to the real facts, exposing the big lie for what it is, and trying to make you all aware that you got to get your minds out of the gutter, out away from the boob tube and all the nonsense. Look for the truth and start to get your lives in order, because we're in deep trouble. And Alex, like I told you in the past, if you ever recall, the only thing that's going to save us is all of us living virtuously. We're at the end of the rope. The traitors have totally sold us out. You covered all that in perfect detail. They financed the commies in 1917. They backed Hitler to create World War II, and they're backing our most current enemy, the Chi-Coms, for World War III. It's all going to come together. It's already happening. You're pointing it out perfectly. The only thing I can say, and trust me as I say this, because I'm very close to the Lord. He's been with me since I was a kid. He's actually summoned me out of my body numerous times.
Okay, sir. Make your point.
Okay. He wants us to be virtuous. We're all in a testing ground. He's testing the Americans today to see if they love the freedom that they were born with. If they want to pursue God's way of living, which is to be virtuous. It's that simple. And stay away from all the vices, which are the traps that rob your health, your physical health, and your soul. And then we're prey to the sinister forces. So we have to be virtuous, and then God will come to our aid just like he did with the founding fathers.
Well, I agree with you, and thanks for the call. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, and there is more on the Madrid situation, how it ties into London, how it ties into 9/11, how it ties into all of it, and your calls, just so much news. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Wendy Malik from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's the deal. I'm going to talk to John in Ohio and Tim in Wisconsin. That's going to be it for news for the shower because there's a bunch of news I want to cover. Let's go to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, could I ask whether you would have Dr. Michael Parenti, that's parent with an I. I think you get him at michaelparenti.org or com. I can't remember which one it is. He's a scholar and a historian.
Well, send me an email.
Well, the point I'd like to make is that, I find it heartbreaking because my official enlightenment came from a man, M.S. Arnone, in the early 60s, who was exposing the military-industrial complex, the early shadow war in Vietnam. But he had a vulnerability. It was his Zionism. From that point on, when the movement began to oppose the policies of Israel, he turned into a total ally of the military-industrial complex. And I've got to say that I feel that you're influenced by the ultra-right anti-communist John Birch Society may lead you into supporting the Project for a New American Century's ultimate plan for war with China. And I totally, have to disagree that, for instance, Operation Northwoods was based on some of the very same similar ultra-anti-communist attitudes of Lemnitzer, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and those who considered Kennedy soft on China, the Soviet Union, and the rest of it. They were going to kill us because they considered Kennedy too soft on Cuba, China, and the Soviet Union. Using these staged attacks to frame up Cuba. So, and when you look at the plot in the 30s, the Rockefeller interest led a plot of a top bankers to overthrow Roosevelt because they hated his mild liberalism, and they considered him a communist, that he was in somehow in league with the communists, and they plotted to overthrow the United States in league with Hitler and Mussolini. It almost happened, and it was finally called off. And I just have to believe that the United States government has always had this first-strike policy against these countries. It's not China that's calling for world domination, as these neocons have in the Project for a New American Century and are invading countries all over the world. They weren't, you know, in Vietnam. We went the other side of the world with our troops to attack a little country with no navy or air force, with just some little outside help from the Soviet Union and China. So this idea that the Chinese are going to threaten us, you know, I think it plays right into the hands of what was stated in Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, and the rest in the Project for a New American Century. They consider any country, but especially China, just by its mere existence, not threatening us and not really being a threat in a way that they're going to attack us, just by their very existence and not being an obstacle towards this total mad plan for their plans for world domination. And I think that, you know, this idea that the communists, the whole policy of the United States elite, the Rockefellers, and the bringing in of the Nazis, the anti-communist Nazis, was to use them against the Soviet Union, China, anyone that was either claimed to be communist or a deformed communist system, precisely because those systems were the hardest nut to crack in penetrating
all right,
their resources.
I'm going to stop you right there. You know, John, you're engaging in doublethink. You accuse me of being sucked into their propaganda, and you've fallen hook, line, and sinker. You are in a rut so long that you cannot get outside and see the big picture. You see one half of it. Let me just stop you. I'm not beating the drum against China because of something the neocons said. This is all over Chinese newspapers. This is all over the Financial Times. They called a press conference, and one of their top generals, General Zhu, said that if you even move weapons in here and target anything of ours, target it, we're going to destroy several hundred of your cities. Now, let me just stop you. I let you go for 3 minutes. Will you just let me talk?
Sure.
This is fair. Okay? Our government put Mao in. Public. Our government gave them the Panama Canal. Our Fortune 500 went and celebrated 50 years of Mao's takeover in Tiananmen Square for the Fortune 500 meeting. They love it. Bush was the first ambassador to go in there. It's a deal. It's staged with the leadership. The real war will be against the people and the populations. Did you not even hear? Why do you think Bill Clinton signed PDD 60? Why do you think Bush, you know, if he's so evil, well, why do you agree with him for PDD 60 that will absorb strikes? They're trying, just like the 10-part plan, at a certain level, to get North Korea to do something. And I'm telling you, I don't know if you get your mind around this, that it is staged with China. That World War IV, as a bunch of former CIA directors, like Woolsey call it, is being set up, is being orchestrated. Al-Qaeda's manufactured. The Republican and Democratic fight is manufactured. The American-Sino split is manufactured. We already have a global government, and look, our government, our criminal government, is doing everything it can to move everything to China. Do you compute that? Can you figure out that your precious communists have been controlled since day one? Can you compute it, John?
It's really not true. The United States invaded along with 14 other capitalist countries, the Soviet Union. The top industrialists in this country, the CIA, the Nazis brought into this country, were based on total anti-communist opposition.
No, let me stop you. That's one part of the dialectic for the good men in the military to do evil things, to carry out bombings, Gladio, the rest of it, quote, fighting the communists, building up the command structure, actually building up something very similar to what you'd call communism, you know, the government working with the corporations, more like fascism. Don't you understand the dialectic, John?
No, I think that,
Hey, talk about PDD. I want you to respond. Why did our government not even try to get the Panama Canal?
Well, the fact is there was massive opposition to a century of controlling that area and actually creating it.
Our government had just gone in and blown the country to bits, totally controlled it. Answer my question. No, there was a fake fight in the House, and then the Republicans had the supermajority in 2000, and the handover still continued. That is just not John, data number one. Why did Bill Clinton sign PDD 60, or are you even aware of that?
Well, I happen to know that the policy of the United States with Reagan has been, and from that point on, has been first strike. The Soviet
you
Union...
John, you're a smart guy, but I heard you call in to a radio show the other day, and the guy was talking about Agenda 21, and you thought that was some Goebbels anti-commie propaganda. Agenda 21 is an official UN document written up by our corporations to have global treaties to steal private property for the corporations.
I was referring to...
the point is you don't... There's a bunch of stuff you're blind on. You're just like a neocon who can't see that Gonzalez is anti-gun, pro-abortion. You're blind, buddy. And I can't spend all day with you. Listen to me, John.
Will you have this man on, Michael Parenti?
You know what? I'm not going to have him on because I won't even look into it because you won't honestly deal with PDD 60.
I will deal with it. I think that the fact
Why would our government say we'll absorb a strike before deciding what to do?
I don't know that your interpretation of that particular PDD 60
John,
is accurate.
John, look, go
the
check it out.
The point is that the United... Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
The point is that the United States has had first strike plans and the PDD review in 1990 by George by 2000 by George Bush called for
First strike is it? Thanks for the call, John. That's it. There's no point in talking to somebody that doesn't know what they're talking about. Okay. There's first strike against banana republics that can't defend themselves. That's the empire going in and raiding the villages, basically. You know, like a bunch of barbarians jumping off a Viking ship. Don't you understand? It's the U.S., it's Russia, it's Europe, it's China, it's Japan, ganging up on the third world. It's just like Thomas Barnett will tell you. China isn't the threat. No, it's the third world. Let's invade them because they're easy pickings, and you can't figure that out. The Chinese leadership gives a press conference saying they'll destroy 200 U.S. cities, and you say it's some right-wing propaganda. Now, John, I gave you 10 minutes, but I'm about to vomit on the microphone. Our government didn't put Mao in. I mean, just, you know something? You don't know what you're talking about because you've got such a probably 30-year love fest with communism. So go put your Che Guevara shirt on. Feel good about yourself, like all these pathetic leftists that don't know what they're talking about. It's like that idiot, Ward Churchill, getting up 6 months ago and going, they were Nazis in the towers, they deserve to die, Al-Qaeda's striking back against injustice. You know, good Americans hear that and go, my gosh, Bush must be good. Look at these leftist trash against the war, they're saying Al-Qaeda are heroes. Al-Qaeda's CIA. Al-Qaeda just took the fall for a globalist operation. Al-Qaeda didn't fly those planes into buildings from caves. Al-Qaeda didn't make NORAD stand down. Al-Qaeda didn't do the insider trading. Al-Qaeda didn't call mayors and congressmen up and tell them not to fly that next day to New York. Al-Qaeda didn't call the Joint Chiefs up and tell them that. Al-Qaeda didn't run war games of flying hijacked jets at the exact same targets at the exact same time. But no, the left comes out and says Al-Qaeda's striking back. Oh, look, the poor downtrodden Muslims are striking back in London. You guys are part of the same controlled paradigm. And that's why we may lose. Because you're presented with the facts. You're presented with the information. And with our information, we have the documents, the admissions, that everything makes sense. Your stuff doesn't make sense. Our government gave them the Panama Canal. Our government gave them the supercomputers. Our government gave them the uranium. Our government gave them the technology, the miniaturization technology for the MIRVs. And that's all our government, Rumsfeld, the same one that gave you aspartame, the same one that gave you all, he's the one that gave them the reactors. No, you're still in a fake left-right paradigm, just like all those idiots that listen to Rush Limbaugh, where all day it's how the evil Democrats are going to get us when George Bush is out, Clinton and Clinton. You guys are all neutralized, frozen in a fake political spectrum, all going through these simulations they've given you, and then your political action has no effect and no power and simply strengthens the false spectrum of data that we've been given. Let me tell you something. If you don't wake up, if you don't stick your head in a bucket of ice water, slap yourself upside the face till you're blue in the face, if you don't go out and I don't know what you got to do, you know, jump in a pool of ice water and get your head out of the sand, buddy, and stop thinking you got it all figured out with all these controlled Ford Foundation twits, these phony left twits, these Noam Chomsky twits, it's over. All right? I left this text and tell you like it is. We're in deep trouble. You know, I got all the bombing news and I got all the other stuff, but just look at this. United Nations calls for U.S. net pullout. The U.N.'s about to take over the net. This is the Associated Press, UK Inquirer, UPI. And the U.N. says they're openly going to start registering and controlling free speech and taking over our websites. And it's Harvard professor investigated in fluoride research flap, Associated Press. His own graduate students have gone public and said that he falsified and covered up the fact that it did prove in a major study from 1992 to 99, a massive study, that fluoride conclusively causes, it was just a test of male children, massive increases in leukemia. That's just the cancer they tested for. There's a whole bunch of other studies by other governments. Okay, there's your loving government. And then here's another one today. This is the type of stuff we never get to because we're so busy talking about the controlled terror paradigm. This is the BBC. Sweetener linked to leukemias. Another one. Man, everything's linked to leukemia, bone cancer with the fluoride, leukemia with the aspartame. Of course, what alcohol causes leukemia? Sweetener linked to leukemia. And it goes on, the study, Dr. Morfado Sorfetti and colleagues at the Cancer Research Center in Bologna fed 8-week-old rats varying concentrations of aspartame-laced food. Compared with controlled rats given no sweetener, many of the female rats of the experiment developed lymphomas or leukemias, the risk increasing with the dose of aspartame. So you go ahead, notice all the special children's drinks will say fluoride fortified and aspartame fortified, drink your Pedialyte. The researchers said their study raises concerns about the levels of aspartame to which humans can be exposed, and therefore urgent reexamination of aspartame safety is needed, especially to protect children. The existing European Food Safety Authority assessment for aspartame led to the setting of an acceptable daily intake. And for all the government bureaucrats that think you're part of the government and think that because you're good, the government must be good, you just go ahead and you buy that aspartame food and you just give it to your child. You just don't listen to me. Don't listen to a word I say. And you just go ahead and hurt your children, you scumbags. All of you listening, you scum. Don't take the time to read the back of the package. Don't buy organic food. Just murder your children. And when you're sitting there at the hospital and they take a breath, wait 60 seconds, an hour before they're, mommy, mommy, you just remember that you bought into the evil and you didn't face the horror, so you lost your family members. I'm so sick of the evil, the sodium fluoride in the water, all of it, it does to us. What's wrong with us? What's happened to us? We got a bunch of psychopathic Nazi eugenicists running everything, poisoning the living daylights out of us. Gearing up for nuclear war, selling out our sovereignty, destroying this country. And you idiots out there are so weak-minded you don't face the truth. I'm so sick of it. You know what it's like to just know the truth and know how evil the elite is? And they put out their own publications, their own Solomon bookstores written by kings and queens, where they talk about how they want to kill you. And we catch them doing it, and you still trust them. What is wrong with us? This makes me so angry. Makes me so, so angry. How can they hurt the little ones? These people are inhuman. But they revel in it that they don't care, that they enjoy it. They revel in their ruthlessness. They love being evil. I mean, it's just so sick. It's so horrible. And here it is. Harvard University is investigating an allegation that a professor downplayed research showing an increased risk of bone cancer for boys who drink fluoridated tap water. It also causes a bunch of other cancers. Chester Douglas, who heads up Harvard's Department of Oral Health Policy and Epidemiology, received a $1.3 million grant in 92 from the National Institute of Environmental Health and Science to conduct a study of fluoride exposure in osteosarcoma, a rare form of bone cancer. Douglas' 9299 study found that the odds of having... It goes on, and his own graduate students say he falsified it, and that the evidence showed massive increases in the rare bone cancer. We've got a Nobel laureate going public saying it causes leukemias, causes a bunch of other forms of cancer, bone cancers. Just don't believe it. Just drink it. Just guzzle it. Just give it to your babies then. Fine. Don't listen to me.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugars, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Let me ask you a question. How are you supposed to act when you know that over 9,000 foods, and that was years ago, I've been told it's even more, because the patent ran out on aspartame. And so now it is in thousands and thousands of foods. And it is, I mean, folks, it is deadly. And all the, I mean, studies from the 1930s at UT about how fluoride is a toxic sedative and causes all these cancers, I mean, they knew it back then. And I just, I've got Henry Kissinger's own document. It was declassified in 92, where in 73 he ordered the IMF through the CIA, where they get their main funding out of our government, to tell the five most populous countries to forcibly sterilize half their women or they wouldn't get the money. Imagine they came and they grabbed millions of people and cut their tubes, cut their organs out. I mean, that's admitted. You folks, you yell and scream about a football game, but I'm bad because I'm upset. You look at how the cancers are like doubling every 10 years and all these different childhood diseases and childhood cancers and childhood, you know, the problems with sugar regulation, the diabetes. I mean, it's just, and the sperm count down by 80%+, and then all the studies done all over the world show how deadly it all is, and we're supposed to just slurp it in. Oh, my government wouldn't do that to me. And I have, like, you know, the father of DNA splicing on from England, and he goes, oh, yes, our studies found, and, you know, he was a pro genetics engineering, shows that when you genetically engineer one gene, say, in a potato, the body can't absorb it. It creates a new amino acid and is very toxic and kills the rats. And then I find out it's all over the store shelves and we're eating it. I mean, you know, how dare, I mean, folks, I mean, this is real. I wish it wasn't real. I wish it wasn't true. I wish that the British government hadn't been caught blowing up buses and trains before. And then all the evidence shows they did this one. And I got to watch them frame these patsies. And the government's got handbooks on how to frame patsies that are declassified. I mean, it's so sick to see our borders wide open and to see all of our freedoms being destroyed. And I love America. I've got a family. A lot of you got a family. But the police and the military and everybody listening, you know in your guts I'm telling you the truth. You've already heard and read much of what I said, but you never put it all together. In the name of Jesus, wake up. I ask God moves you to wake up. This is so evil. There's so much evil all around us. And the times are coming when things are going to get much worse. I'll get into the Madrid, because it's connected, the latest developments of the London bombing and a bunch of police state news and a bunch of other stuff, and we'll take your calls in the third hour. I'm just very upset. I mean, it really comes home to me how serious all this is. So many people are naive. You think the world is like you are because you wouldn't think about killing your grandma for a stick of bubble gum. Do you think the globalists wouldn't? They are a secret society, a clan of psychopaths. And they revel in being the most ruthless, the kings of the criminals. And, you know, we could stop this if you'll just stand up and get involved. Pray to God you do. I don't know. I'm so angry. I may just go to rebroadcast. It really comes home to me how sick this is, and it just makes me sick. I feel horrible right now. I let my defenses down psychologically, and I really face the horror. And when the dam breaks like this, I've been holding it back, it just really freaks me out. How could they knowingly kill children? God, help us. And you people don't realize how evil they are. None of us are safe. Our children aren't safe. Oh, God. We got to get real. We'll be right back with the third hour.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.